Living Life with the Microphone On, a podcast series. And now, Bill Jordan.
You ever have one of those mornings? Well, of course you have. We all have. And it's not that anything was a huge deal. There were no big problems. It was all first world stuff. But it was more of a kind of a little water torture, you know, just that drip, drip, drip. A lot of little things that were not going the way I wanted them to go. You know, like setting up the coffee maker. You plug it in, you turn it on, you wait, and you realize I forgot to add water. Started to drive away. Realized I had forgotten my phone. Back in to get it. Dummy. I tried to leave again. Didn't have my sunglasses. Back in to get them. Dummy. Talking to myself the whole time. You dummy. Tried to leave again. Third time. I left my travel mug of my finally brewed coffee on the kitchen counter. Back in to get it. Dummy. Ran some errands in town. You know, pickups, drop-offs, fill up with gas, the usual. Stopped at a nearby Walmart. Now, side note, there are 4 Walmarts within a 15-minute drive of where I live. Please, do not be jealous. But I literally ran into the Walmart to snag a pack of AA batteries. And since it was a most simple purchase, or so I thought, I scurried to the self-checkout area. And the register beeped on the very first pass. Aha! Something was finally going right! The machine quizzed me if I wanted any cash back. Well, I never get cash back. My debit card is like my best friend, right? I don't use a credit card. I use my debit card. I rarely, if ever, use cash. I use cash if, a Girl Scout comes to our front door selling cookies. I'll give her cash. But I thought, you know, why the heck not? So I pushed the $20 cash back option. I closed out the sale, I took my bag, and I bolted. And I got home, took the batteries out of the bag, and I noticed I didn't have the receipt that I always take out of the plastic bag, and we recycle the plastic bags, but I always take the receipt out and just basically throw it away. But I didn't have the receipt. And then I noticed, hey, where's that $20 I had requested cash back? I played it all back in my head, of course, in high speed. The whole checkout process, I played it back, and I had forgotten to grab the 20. Well, at first, I resigned myself to the fact that surely someone had snagged my cash and had made their day. And once again, I was a dummy. But then I thought, well, just maybe somebody would have found it and said, this isn't mine. They did the right thing. They gave it to the attendant. Maybe it's there. So I got back in my car. I returned to the Walmart. I sprinted in, knowing full well that I'd come up empty. I told myself to stay calm, stay cool, be polite, smile, be nice. As I approached the self-checkout area, the attendant there saw me. We locked eyes on each other, and she pointed at me. You left out of here like you had a rocket on your back. I have a lot of stuff on my mind this morning, and I tried to catch you, but you were moving too fast. Your money's at customer service. What? If you don't pick up your cash back, an alarm goes off. I took it to customer service. I couldn't catch you. You were moving too fast. She walked me over and told the folks behind the counter that I was the guy who left the 20. You're going to give me back the entire 20, I asked them, and they looked at me a little puzzled. You don't charge some kind of dummy tax for leaving the cash I asked for? I mean, who leaves cash? Who asked for cash and then leaves it? They presented me with my entire $20 and my receipt with gentle assurances that it happens all the time. One of the cashiers, in fact, even assured me it happens to her all the time. And they laughed, and I was pretty sure that they were laughing with me as opposed to at me. And my faith in humankind was restored, and my day was totally made. And it wasn't just because of 20 bucks. And I realized that the only dummy really had been me. When I thought that any of that little stuff that happened earlier even mattered.
Living Life with the Microphone On, a podcast series from Bill Jordan. New episodes available Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.